help meet.
Yes.
Tell you what, you don't realize how much your wife means to you till you get down and you can't take care of yourself.
Woo!
And
come on, brother.
I got put in the hospital here, and I kind of expected it because I knew my foot was looking pretty bad. So I told her, I said, you probably take this or that. You know, we may get stuck over there. She didn't think we would, but we did get stuck over there from Wednesday till Monday in the hospital, and they ended up doing surgery on my right foot, and it's been about 3 weeks ago. But my wife stayed right there, slept on that little cot over there every night. I knew she wasn't comfortable, but she didn't leave me nor forsake me. She stood right beside me then. She stayed beside me through a lot of worse things. And she's with me tonight, amen. I'm glad for a help meet. I'm glad for a good wife. I'm glad that God has given me a good woman to stand by me. And she's bandaged my foot when I didn't want to bandage my foot. But now that it looks better, I've been bandaged myself. But been taking good care of me, and I appreciate that. But if you would tonight, turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. And alrighty. Yeah, come on. Brother Bobby said he's gonna have me on the broadcast. I'd probably been a little less nervous if he hadn't said that. But you know, we're here. And we're on, I guess. So, here we go. But Book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 14. Says, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, the kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Chapter 53 says, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely hath he borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But listen to this. It says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. I wish I was a black preacher. I'm happy being a white preacher. Oh, I like to hear him read this stuff. Says he was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Oh, yes. Well, I feel a little bit of that soul in me right now. So yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, well, I didn't mean to read this much, but this is good stuff. It don't get no better than this. I wish I could stand flat-footed and preach flat-footed tonight, but I'm on one foot, all right? I'm kind of leaning to the left. That's why I can't stand on the right. But I'm feeling right, amen. Therefore, while I divide a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. That's our Lord. You know, I'm hobbling around on crutches. You know, I do that because I can walk. You've seen me walk up here. But, you know, my steps are kind of numbered. I know I got to stamp my feet as much as I can. I try to use my steps wisely. Our steps are numbered, just like the hairs on our head are numbered. Amen. God knows everything about us. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. But, my wife had a dream the other night, and she wrote it down in her book. She said, many are the heartbroken, I believe it was. Many hearts are broken, and we live in a day of hearts are broken, and people are hurt, amen. Several hurtful hurts, amen. Piercing us through, amen. That sin is on the rampage. But I come to preach to you tonight, amen. Oh, yes, in verse 5, there is chapter 53, amen. It says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with the stripes we are healed. I like to preach to you tonight. Would God be my helper? Oh, I am hurt, amen. But he was bruised, amen. Oh, yes, he was bruised for my iniquities. He was wounded, amen. Oh, yes, it says he was wounded for my transgressions, amen. See, if we're not careful. I leave my brother Scott back there back in the spring of this year. I believe it was May, April, May, somewhere in there. He didn't know. He was feeling a little tired and getting a little out of wind. But he went to the doctor. They put him in the hospital. Had to have open heart surgery, amen. You talking about affliction, amen. You talking about surprises. Oh, yes, amen. Got to the doctor's office and didn't get to go home, amen. Oh, yes, amen. We don't know what's going to befall us. What's on our tomorrow, amen. But I come to tell you, I know who owns tomorrow. In his hand, amen. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. The wounded one, the hurt one, the chastised one, amen. Jesus our Lord, amen. Oh, yes. See, we sometimes we want to have a little pity party. We wear our feelings on our sleeve. Somebody bumps into us a little bit. We get all bent out of shape and out of sorts, amen. The preacher don't shake our hand on the way out on Sunday morning. And we say, I don't know if I'm going to go back to church or not, amen. What are you talking about, amen? Oh, you can take it, amen. Well, Elder Moore had a favorite saying, if you can't take it, you won't make it, amen. Hey, I want to make it, don't you? Yes, with affliction. Yes, with hurt. Yes, with heartbreak, amen. Yes, with sin abounding everywhere, amen. I want to make it, amen. Because my Bible says, and your Bible says, amen, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound, amen. Oh, yes. He was, oh, yes, amen. I am hurt. But he was bruised, amen. 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 I remember we boys growing up, we went to church at Pinnacle Hill. You know, some of the boys hanging outside out there. My brother's 2 years older than me. He wasn't feeling good, went outside to lay down in the car. And they stopped and wanted to pick a fight with him. Well, they laid a chip on his shoulder. I guess the way that goes, you flip the chip off, means you want to stand up and fight with them or something like that, amen. Or something like that, I ain't sure just how it goes. But you know, or you're looking for trouble. And I don't remember just how it turned out, but I remember they put a chip on his shoulder, amen. Something to that, amen. I don't understand all that. But I know sometimes, amen, or some people, amen, got a chip on their shoulder, amen. The least little thing, amen, gets them upside, upset, amen. They want to fall out with the deacon board. They want to fall out with the church, amen. They want to fall out with the preacher. They want to fall out with the pastor's wife, amen. They got a chip on their shoulder. But why you got that chip on your shoulder, amen? What you think about Jesus Christ, amen? Don't you carry the cross on his shoulder? I'm getting off this hill, amen. Oh, I am hurt. But he was bruised. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We get afflicted. We want to have sympathy for ourselves. Looking through the words of affliction and said the greatest affliction of life is never to be afflicted. You hear what I said? The greatest affliction of life is never to be afflicted. See, if we don't hurt, and we don't grieve, and we don't know what it's like to feel that what other people are going through, then yeah, we're gonna think that we're gonna just make it on to heaven without any problem and without any pain. But did you hear what I read to you about our Savior? Amen. The chapter 53 only went through. Amen. Oh yes, amen. God had one son without sin, but He never had a child. Amen. Without affliction. Amen. Without trial. Without temptation. Amen. And that's why we gotta go through it. We gotta go through it, amen. But He is our mentor. He is our leader. He is our captain. And all He went through, amen. Surely, surely, surely. All He went through, amen. We can go through it too, amen. Woo! I said, woo! Out of the world, they'd be going, yahoo! How do you say, woo! I'm inside the. I'm inside the gates of the church house. There where there's safety, amen. Oh yes, I'm under His pavilion. Oh yes, I feel His spirit. The world can't feel it. The world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away, amen. See, it's not they who have studied much, but they who have suffered much are the deliverers of mankind. Not they who have studied much, and we should study. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Oh, yes, amen. But it says, not they who have studied much, but they who have suffered much are the deliverers of mankind, amen. Oh, yes. Oh, church. Oh, church. Oh, pastor. If we're ever going to get this world delivered, if we're ever going to get them to heaven, we're going to have to suffer some things. Oh, yes, amen. You look at Apostle Paul, amen. He was wrecked on the island, on the island there, amen. Of Crete, of Phoenicia. Oh, amen, amen. He was wrecked there, amen. But he didn't get reckless. He kept on praying. He kept on seeking God. He kept on doing the will of God. Oh, yes, amen. I'm hurt, but He was bruised. Oh, yes. Glory. Oh, yes. You see, it is a crushed grape. That gives the blood, gives out their blood, red wine. Oh yes. It is a suffering soul that breathes the sweetest melodies. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So we talk about this Sister Angie right here. You know, I know her daddy pretty well. Oh yeah. Me and Brother Scott, we talk pretty often. If you don't call me, I'll call him quite often. And he usually reads the bad news in the newspaper. I call him and say, you heard he's got any bad news, amen. And sometimes I tell him good news. Well, oh yeah. Some while back he was quoting a scripture. He's quoted, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that you would praise the Lord tonight. But I called him up and soon he answered the phone. I said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord, amen. And he knew what I was talking about. He had read the scripture himself. Up before the congregation of Dryden Road, amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, yes, through our hurt, through our pain, through our trials, amen. Oh, yes, through the hurdles of life, amen. We can praise Him. Oh, yes, we may be hurt, but you got to remember, He was bruised, amen. Woo. Sister Angie, heard her talking about losing her son, her baby boy. I come to the viewing. I've never lost a son. I got ones out and see him. He's lost, but he's alive. I've never had to walk up to the casket, say my very last goodbye. I've never seen my son lowered into the ground. I've seen my older brother lowered in the ground. Oh, it hurt. Oh, yes. We loved him. He was different. He was mentally retarded, but
But he got, you just talk to him a little bit, he'd tell you, hell's hot. He'd say, hell's hot, ain't it, Gerald Wayne? Hell's hot. Oh, yes, and I got the opportunity to tell him at his funeral that hell was hot. Amen. I said, he's not a preacher, but he had a message. And Jesus had a message. Oh, if he went through all this, amen. To let you know, he struck up hell some 14 times. And heaven once. But he wants you to shun hell. But he wants you to make heaven your home. Amen.
Amen. Come on. Say John chapter 14, verse 1. He looked at his disciples. Oh, yes. That band of men that he chose himself. One betrayed him. One denied him. And the rest, the other 10, forsook him. Oh yes, I've been hurt. And I'm hurt. Oh yes, but let me tell you tonight, his heart was bruised. Oh, his emotions were staggered. Oh yes, amen. Oh, what? He took it, amen. And one place he spoke words at each other. Multitude was there, and they all turned and left. And he turned to them and said, we also go away. And they said, no, thou hast the words to eternal life. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, he has the words. He still has the words. Hey, Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Amen. Woo. Wish I could use my two good feet. I'd like to get back to run the top of the pew someday. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But if I don't, I'm not going to fall out with my Savior. If I have to leap on into heaven, if I have to crutch my way to heaven, if I have to wheelchair my way to heaven, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to become dismayed. I'm not going to become disappointed in my soul. Oh, why? I may be hurt, but he was bruised. Amen. You see, we need to take a fresh look at Calvary. Yes, we live in a troubled time. Yes, sin is everywhere. Yes, trouble is everywhere. Yes, heartbreak is everywhere. Yes, trials are everywhere. Yes, amen. But we can make it. Why? Because he made it. Oh yes, he cut his way through the jungle of trial, amen. Through the jungle of opposition. He cut his way through that we may follow. Amen. Amen. Sister Angie said, if that first son died, she wouldn't be up here singing those sweet melodies. She wouldn't be here in the house of God probably. But through the affliction of losing her boy, her baby boy, and I hope this is not bothering her, but her testified herself. Oh, yes, and I've been for losing that young man. And that bereavement of soul. Oh, yes, and that a casting down of her spirit, amen. Below the ground level of this life, amen. If it had not been for that, oh yes, amen, she would not have looked up to a risen Savior. Oh yes, the one, amen, that is God of the brokenhearted, that binds the wounds, that heals the heart. Oh yes, I am hurt, but he was bruised, amen. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, the crushed grape. Gives out the blood red wine. It is a suffering soul that brings the sweetest melody. Oh yes. I don't remember the name of the man that sung the song, wrote the song. But he wrote, it is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. He looked over. As he was looking over into an icy grave, amen, a cold sea. Amen, I don't remember just where it was. But I believe the story goes. I believe he maybe was in Chicago or somewhere. Or somewhere maybe out of the country. I don't remember just what. But he, Chicago, Illinois. And he had some business dealings to do. And he had a trip to make overseas. He sent his wife and his daughters, I believe it was, on ahead of him on the ship. Oh yes, amen. And he would get on the ship the next day. And meet him over on yonder shore and in another country, maybe England or somewhere. But anyway, on their voyage, his old wife and his daughters
went down in the deep, the black waters, amen, the trial of his soul. And the next day he came, and the ship stopped where it had shipped the day before it sank. And he looked over the bow of the ship, and he wrote the words of that song. God give them to him. Oh, oh yes, oh yes, all is well with my soul. Hey, how's your soul tonight? Is it all well? Is it all well? Is it all well? Are you hurt? Are you hurt? Come to the bruised one. Come to the afflicted one. He's here tonight to help you. Amen.
Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. See, affliction is God's shepherd dog to drive us back to the fold. Hey, what's that nipping at your heels tonight? What's that noise you hear behind you? Nipping away. It's snapping away. Growling away at your heels. And you're getting out of the ark of safety. You're out of the ark of safety. But there's a hound of heaven on your heels tonight. Amen. Oh, it's that sheep dog, that shepherd dog, trying to get you back in the fold. You got out. You need to get back in. We live in the last days. Amen. Jesus is still coming. He's coming soon. We live on the very Christmas. But it's soon coming. Amen. Oh, yes. Listen to him as he drives you back. Amen. Woo. Well, Scott, it's all right. He likes to hear about heaven. Whew. I preached to you about one that's already there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how tiresome it gets standing on one foot and leaning on one arm. But, whew, we got to go on. We got to go on. Oh, yeah. See, there are no crown wearers in heaven that were not cross bearers here below. If you're going to wear a crown, you got to carry a cross. It's an even deal. It ain't no more. Pardon my English, but it ain't no more. It isn't no more, I guess they'd say out east, but you know, we're halfway between Kentucky and there, so it ain't. Amen. It ain't, is that ain't what it is here, 5 miles? Okay. I've been under, I've heard 12 mile Indiana, and never had 5 mile. Never been 5 mile before. Yeah. I don't know if 5 mile for something, but that's why they named it that. Yeah. Easy to understand. And this is easy to understand. Oh, yeah. See, you go out and you work. You give your employer 8 hours work, 10 hours. You give him a fair day's labor for a fair day's pay. That's good, ain't it? You know, whatever you're supposed to be working for the hour. At the end of the week, Friday comes. Man, you get that paycheck and you go to the bank and cash it. You buy those groceries. You pay that car payment. You pay the utility bill. You pay all that. All the cares of this life, amen. You try to get caught up on it with that paycheck. And you think, man, you know, I'm glad to have this paycheck. Well, that's what I'm talking about. There are no crown wearers in heaven that were not cross bearers here below. You're going to have to bear your cross to gain heaven. You have to bear your cross to get to heaven. You have to bear your cross to get to heaven. Oh, yes, you have to bear your cross to wear your crown, amen. No cross, no crown, amen. Oh, yes, amen. Oh, yes, frown here below, a smile up above, amen. Oh, yes, amen. But we can be happy. You say, I say we can be happy when we're hurt. We can be happy when we look at Jesus Christ and see that he was bruised, amen. I'm telling you tonight, amen, I am hurt, but he was bruised, amen. See, as sure as God puts his children in the furnace, he will be in the furnace with them. Hey, all right, Sister Angie. He's been in the furnace with you, hasn't he? Brother Scott, he was there with you, wasn't he? Oh, yes. He's been with us. Oh, yes, I'm glad, amen, that I've got a friend tonight, amen, that's sticking closer than a brother. I got a friend, amen, Jesus Christ, the blessed. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ, my hope. Jesus Christ, amen, heaven's hope. Jesus Christ, my only hope. Jesus Christ, the world's hope. Jesus Christ, oh yes, renowned Savior. Jesus Christ, the one that's taken closer than a brother. Closer than my wife. Oh yes, when I go, she goes to sleep at night, and I'm laying in the bed with my eyes open, and worry across my brow. Oh, I don't know how
when he comes and visits me. He speaks to my heart. He keeps me going. Amen. Woo!
Hallelujah. Jesus. I am hurt. Oh, but he was bruised. Oh, yes. See, great trials seem to be necessary preparation for great duties. You think, it's easy, amen. It's easy to get up by yourself and to get down and get down and say, oh, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
And we cry like a baby. And we say, why? Why? Why?
Is that what a baby does? Why
is this befalling me? Why is this happening to me?
Well, let me tell you something, amen. I may be hurt, but I looked at Calvary and I remember how he was bruised and how he was wounded. Oh yes, it struck a spirit inside. Oh yes, it made a highway for all humanity to his heart, amen. Oh yes, amen. I'm glad that he was bruised and I'm glad he was wounded and I'm glad that I'm hurting tonight. I can see more the Lord's side of him, the blessed side of him. He said, for joy, he endured the cross. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Whew. One more last thing about affliction. Then we'll get on here. See, I didn't hardly watch preach. And I've preached a message a few times on he is the God of the broken heart. I'm going to get to that a little bit here.
Come on, sir.
And he is.
Come on.
For when my heart was broken and my wife's heart was broken, it didn't look like there was no hope for our marriage. I found him to be the God of the brokenhearted. I found him, amen. Oh, Brother Scott, amen. He went to the hospital and four bypasses, brother. Four bypasses they did to him. They cut his sternum open, spread him wide, reached in there and got his heart, pulled it out, disked it out. I know how they do all that. You know, I do good to unplug vacuum lines on an automobile and get them plugged back up, get it run right. Even if I'm marking with tape, 1, 2, 3, ABC, it seemed like it don't run right when I get done. Not a mechanic. But they pulled his heart out, disconnected it, put it there on the workbench, and on the surgery table, I guess, whatever they call it. You know, and they put it there. And they do surgery on it and bypass it and do all they do. And then they got him on a ventilator over there, air pump, pumping him while his heart's on the table. His body's over there. Oh, it's amazing. His soul don't leave, but I guess, you know, God knows. I don't know. You know just what happens right there, but somewhere I believe he's, sometimes I believe a man's soul is weighed in the balance. Oh yes, sir. If he dies on to heaven, he races. Amen. If he's saved, amen. Oh, but if he's lost, you hear me tonight? If he's lost, oh, he plummets into hell. Amen. Oh yes, amen. Oh, I'm going to have my heart tore out of my chest. By doctor, I want to go in right. I want to live right, talk right, live right. Amen. I want to be holy unto the Lord. Oh yes, righteous living still right, and holiness is still right. Amen. To take your heart out, put it there, and they fix it. My brother had 7 bypasses 5, 6 years ago. Still working. You know, going on. It's amazing what they can do. But you talk to me of broken hearts, ain't you, brother? Yeah. Marital problems, divorce. Son's lost. Son or daughter cuss him out. Son or daughter tell him go to hell. Oh, yes. It's hard for a Christian to take it. It breaks a mother's heart. It breaks a father's heart. Oh, yes, amen. And tell you, get out of their life. It's terrible things. It's hard to forget, amen. But you forgive and you go on. Oh, it breaks your heart. But, oh, you go to the doctor. Go to Kettering, where Brother Scott was. Go there, amen. Go to Texas, where some of the best heart hospitals are. And you go there and tell them I need bypasses. Oh, just step right up, sir, and we'll do your bypasses. We got a wonderful rate of recovery. We have very few fatalities, amen. We can fix you up, amen. Go to Kettering, they'll tell you, oh, we've got the latest equipment. We got the best school doctors. We got the best anesthesiologists. We got the best technicians. Oh, we can fix your heart, amen. If you need bypass, you need a valve, whatever you need, we can get. But you say, oh, no, I don't need none of that. But my heart is broke. I got a broken heart. They look dumbfounded at you. Broken heart.
No, I can't recommend you to nobody. Lay in a hospital in the United States. Can you fix that? Matter of fact, you go to Europe. Ain't nobody we're going to take that on. They have to go sit down on the bench, bow their head in disgust as the failure of failures. They can't touch a broken heart. But oh, I've read in Isaiah, amen. Oh, yes. And there it says, I'll find it here, amen. Oh, yes. It says, Isaiah 61. He says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Oh, yes. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Then you go over into Luke's Gospel. Oh, yes. And there, chapter 4. And starting at verse 17, it says, and it came, and it came, 16 says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, forgot where my hanky was. But anyway, he said, as his custom was, amen, he said, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read, amen. I got to be careful, nerves are bad on both my feet. I can't hardly tell which foot's hurting the worst and which one I really should be standing on, amen. Getting mixed up a little bit, I got to shift back over here to the left, amen. But he said, and they don't have no healing for it, amen. But I know one that can. Oh yes, he's a great physician. God Almighty, amen. Oh yes, Job said you are physicians of no value. But I serve a God, amen. Even not a servant of God. There's a very valuable physician, amen. Oh, he's a master physician. Oh yes, he's a master shepherd. Oh yes, he's all in all. He's all power in heaven and earth, amen. Oh yes, he's the resurrection. He's alive. He's the door. Oh yes, he's the way. And he's the light, amen.
Says, and there was delivered unto him a book of prophet Isaiah. Whew! I'm glad that we got Bibles. Says, and when he had opened the book, which was a scroll, he found the place. Whew, I'm tired. Where's written? He rolled that scroll, Brother Gary Scott, some 26 some feet. He rolled it out. He took the time. He rolled it out and kept rolling it till he got to Isaiah. Amen. And there he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Oh yes, you hear that? Heal the brokenhearted. Isaiah said he bind the brokenhearted. Here he said he heals the brokenhearted. Ain't no doctor in under the face of the sun, under the sun or under the moon or under the stars, amen, or under the canopy of heaven that can heal your broken heart. There's a God that can. There's a Jesus that can. There's a Savior that can. There's a Redeemer that can. Oh, why? Because I am hurt and he was bruised. Oh, yes, because he took upon the sin of us all, the iniquity of us all. He took it all upon him who had no sin, amen. He bore it all upon a tree. Oh, yes, amen. He bore it all. Do you believe in him tonight? Do you believe in him? Isaiah. I don't know who wrote this, but it says, must you be carried to the skies on flower beds of ease while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Yes, I come to preach to you. There's going to be hurts. There's going to be brokenheartedness. Yes, it's like my wife dreams sin is on the rampage. But we serve a God, amen. And we got a Savior, amen. And we got the Holy Ghost. We're on the winning side! We can make it, amen! Oh yes, you may be on the wrong side of the door called failure. But if Jesus is with you, amen, you can win. You can be successful and He's with you, amen. Oh yes, amen. You can make it, amen. One man said, oh, he felt so all alone. He said, the only thing that was behind me was my own shadow. And when high noon hit, it even fleeted away, amen. You may feel like nobody's behind you. But let me tell you tonight, amen, Jesus is beside you. He is for you. Oh, he's your Redeemer. He's your advocate. He'll be your lawyer. He'll be your doctor. He'll be your financer. He'll be your homemaker. Yes, he will. Can you praise him tonight, amen? Oh, yes. Isaiah 48:10, I'm about done. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Oh yes, the three Hebrew children. Three Hebrew children went into the fiery furnace. But they did not go in there alone. Oh, I'm sure they felt downcast. I'm sure they said, our God shall deliver us. They had faith that He would deliver them. If they didn't, He's going on anyway. They trusted God. But oh, the king looked in. He said, did not we cast in three? But there's a fourth man walking in the fire. Oh, their hands was loosed. Oh, the men that threw him in there, the heat was so great that those strong, great, trained soldiers, amen, fell dead, amen, at the mouth of the furnace when they threw him in. But oh, when they turned him loose, King went up and smelled him. Oh, no, the hair of the head was singed. The clothes was singed, amen. Oh, yes, amen. And he, oh, yes, God will be with you in the furnace, amen. He says, have I not chosen thee in the furnace of affliction, amen. Psalms 3:3 says, lift up my head, amen. And Psalm 121, amen, says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, amen. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and who made earth, amen. He's with His church. Yes, we're hurt. I'm hurt. You're hurt, amen. But just remember, He was bruised and He was wounded. Amen.
Let's stand, brother. Let's stand.
You can make it. They get us a song. Hallelujah. Glory. It just makes me feel like traveling on. Oh yeah. Because He's gone before me. I can follow after Him. I can make it. You can do it. We can make it. Amen. Coming down here, I felt the Lord. That's a long time ago, seemed like my daughter sung this song. They can sing what they want to, but it's just, maybe for somebody. And it come back to me. I don't know all of it, just a little bit of a verse. And it goes like this. Jesus, use me. Please, don't refuse me. Surely, there's a work that I can do. Though my heart be humble, cause my will to crumble. Though the cross be great, I'll work for you. I got anybody here now who wants to work for the Lord. You're hurt. He can heal your hurt right here. I was called on the Lord one time, 1986. Coming in, sitting at the back, during camp meeting, Brother Bobby. They got singing that song, I'm Running for My Life. And they were shouting and they were singing. I looked up, seen that long haired young lady from Connersville, Indiana, up there shouting. And I nudged my wife, I said, look at that. My knuckles is turning white on the pews in front of me. I never ran. I didn't even know if shouting was right. Praise God. I was about three people in on the pew. My mother and a couple other people standing there. I was on the inside there. I don't know how I got out of there. I don't know if I climbed over the top of the pew or pushed everybody down to see. I guess I still can tell you. All I know is the next instant, I was out in the middle aisle. I felt like I was running for my life. I felt like hell was on my trail. If I didn't get away, if I didn't run, I was going to be taken out. I run around the front, and I thought I slipped and fell. Being young, about 225 pounds, strong in my arms, I got back up, Brother Bobby. Sister Stanley and I run around to the other corner. That time I got knocked, I thought I slipped and fell again, but I realized I bounced off the floor about three times, like a basketball. I started pulling myself up on the pew. And I couldn't get up. And one sister sitting there crying, said, oh, God, help him, bless him. I was looking at her, I don't need blessed, I need help.
I need up.
I wasn't sure what was going on.
Seemed like I made one complete lap around, but I really don't think I did. I think it wore me out one lap. I run on, got up on my feet, and I staggered. I had good feet then. Good, strong legs. I run back, and I got knocked down again back at the back, and I realized I just couldn't stand up. Still wasn't sure what it was. I was still trying to get up. And there's a plastic trash can back there, Brother Bobby. You know, one of the waste cans about so big. I got a hold of it and started pulling myself up, and it exploded under the pressure. Blew it out, both sides. It blew it apart. I knew then that whatever it was getting on top of me. And I took off again, got knocked down again. And I army crawled. I couldn't get back up. I was 1986, I was about 29 years old again. And I army crawled all the way across the back. Army crawled all the way up. I had scabs on the side of my head, rug burns. People tell you that the Lord won't beat you up, but I'm telling you, they don't know what they're talking about. He beat me up. He mopped the floor with me. And I made it up to the corner of the pew right there, underneath the pew. And I was just totally exhausted and paralyzed. I could hear and I could move my eyes. Slobber and snot running out my nose and mouth. And I lay there and they were singing. They got done singing. Brother Ralph Cox got up preaching our night service that year. He said, I still remember Brother Ralph Cox going, "Yee! Yee! My God, my Lord and my God." And I was thinking, help me up. Somebody get me up. Brother Danny Tussie is knelt there beside me. And I was laying there, couldn't move. He took his text out of Isaiah. I can't tell you just where it's at right now. But remember what he said. He said, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow." I'd lay there for 45 minutes to an hour listening to Brother Ralph Cox preach that. Couldn't move, couldn't get up until I heard what he said. Then it lifted. There's a power of God that's real. You hear me tonight? You may think your head's strong, and you may think you're going to have it your way. But God will be patient. God will be merciful. But there's going to come a day when He's going to deal with you. And I'd rather deal with Him tonight. Amen. Oh, yes, and get it under the blood. And be submissive to His will. And be submissive to Him. Amen. And say, "Thy will, Lord. Not my will, but Thy will be done." Then to have to go through it and go through it and go through it. Amen. Over and over again. Amen. God, amen, will help you. You may be hurt, but He was bruised, amen. Come tonight. Find a place to pray. Let God help you.
Up Calvary's lonely road, Jesus fell beneath the load. For pain was the cross He had to bear. My sins, that the Lord grew worse for Him, and with love He saved me by His blood. And He went to the cross for me. He died that in agony. For me He suffered.